Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fourth and final hour on a Football Friday. That's right. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Well, Rocket can. All righty, boys and girls, children of all ages. We're going to have Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports joining us about 20 minutes from now, as we will be getting into our NFL picks with Jersey Jerry, as we do each and every Football Friday. I don't like that I just said boys and girls and children of all ages. Kind of reminds me, remember Carol Baskin from Tiger King?
Tiger King.
What was she, Cool Cats and Kittens?
Oh, yeah. Hello, all you cool cats and kittens.
Which I hated. And by the way, I don't have any factual information behind this, but when you watch that show, isn't it kind of amazing how it appears that she played a role? I got to be careful, I don't want to get sued. How it appears like she played a role, let's just say, in the disappearance of her husband, and that just gets like kind of glossed over. Now, it doesn't defend the actions of Joe Exotic or whatever. Is that guy still in prison?
Joe Exotic. Yes, I don't think he asked for a presidential pardon. I don't think he. I don't think he received
that
one.
Asked for a presidential pardon.
I don't think that was received.
Okay. So he is still in the slammer.
I believe so.
And he was resentenced to,
he's
21
resentenced.
Years in prison in January of 2022.
For what? Conspiracy of?
I have no clue.
Murder?
It just says ABC News right here. Tiger King Joe Exotic speaks from prison in his first interview since being resentenced in murder for hire plot. Joe Exotic was resentenced to 21 years in prison in January of 2022. So, not looking like it's going well for him.
Tiger King 2, I guess, is not going to be in the works anytime soon.
If we were doing the closing bell right now, I guess you would get a stock down if you were Joe Exotic. So Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports stops by 20 minutes from now. He's up one game on yours truly. And Mraz is up one game on yours truly. If you follow the DA show right here on CBS Sports Radio, being a good company guy. DA, Mraz, Pete the Body Bilotti, and then also Andrew Bogish, AB. I am their weekly guest picker going up against one Mraz this year, and we've been throwing some jabs. It's been a fun segment. They've been playing at about 7:40, I think it is AM Eastern, my pick. So make sure you listen to them. Listen to them. Listen to us. Listen to everyone here on CBS Sports Radio. You go from DA to Bill Ryder to the legendary Jim Rome, Maggie and Perloff, yours truly, JR, Amy, and then all the cast of characters that we have on the weekend. I cannot name the weekend schedule. I can name some hosts that are on the weekend, but with how often that weekend schedule changed, I cannot give you from 2 a.m., which is like the start of the weekend shift, which is Hickey. I know that one. Friday into Saturday, weekend overnight. If you had to ask me to get to midnight, I would have no clue. All I know, I could do Sunday. DA Sunday morning football, then me for 8 hours.
Then Jody.
Yeah, then Jody. And then Gresh, I'm pretty sure.
Look at that. You're Sunday company man.
Yeah, Saturday, I have no clue. Your guess is as good as
mine.
To
be fair, I'm not sure there's an actual.
Who comes on after? Is it Carl Dukes? I love him. Put him up!
Put him up. After me, it's Carrington Harrison.
Ah. DeGrom just allowed another home run. So that is the third. I like Carrington. So that's the third solo shot that he's allowed tonight. Dansby Swanson goes deep, so Atlanta 3, Mets 1. Well, barring a comeback here for the Mets, he's in the bottom of the 6. Looks like we're going back to even with 2 games to play in this series. Scherzer on the bump tomorrow. All I asked for was 2 out of 3. Just take 2 out of 3. I actually had a feeling, Hickey, that the Mets were going to lose tonight. But they're going to bounce back. Scherzer's going to win tomorrow, and then Sunday, Bassett.
This game's not over. It's the 6th inning.
They can't score.
They're down 2 runs.
They can't score.
They're in the Braves bullpen.
Okay, and they got, I think Max Fried was puking. I just read on Twitter that he was sick.
Hmm.
And then I looked on Twitter and said he was hurt. The radio broadcast of the Braves said he was hurling in the dugout.
Jeez, that's a good reason to left him from a game. He only pitched 5 innings. That makes sense.
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, he spilled his guts on the field, literally, in the start.
Yeah, but I just had a bad feeling about tonight. But they have one run, and it was because Rosario couldn't field the baseball twice.
Well, Kenley Jansen, not exactly the sturdiest closer in the world.
I hope you're right. I really do hope you're right, but I just don't see where the offense is coming from tonight. Oh, was that a 2-run blast by Swanson? Oh, no, you just saw that? They put up 4 runs on the score. I go, that's a solo blast. They put up 4 runs on the scoreboard, and then they just reduced it back to 3. This could be 4 right here. Could we get another solo shot at the track, at the wall, and caught by Mark Canha. So there you go.
Did you really do the track to the wall? I know you got to be kidding me.
Is it the warning track?
I mean, you basically went into a home run call. It was out of the park.
Yeah, it was like John Sterling. At the track, at the wall, and it's a pop-up. Anyway, you got some NFL music for me, Hot Take Kiki? We'll give you one thought on each and every game for this upcoming weekend in the National Football League. We start things off in London. If you're going to this game, my condolences. Andy Dalton starting at quarterback. Here's my thought. You want to say must win, you want to say can't lose, you got to have it. Whatever it is, you got to have this game if you're Minnesota. You're going up against Andy Dandy Dalton. This isn't technically a primetime game for Kirk Cousins, but it is an isolated window game at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. I'm not even going to try to do the math of what time it is in London. But you're going up against the Saints without their quarterback and without Michael Thomas. No excuses for the Vikings this week. Your bad defense can't be bad. And you can't let Andy Dalton find a way to score a few touchdowns. And Kirk Cousins just has to dominate with the weapons at his disposal of Justin Jefferson. Hasn't played great the last 2 weeks. Adam Thielen just caught his 50th career touchdown. And KJ Osborne just had the game-winning touchdown. Dalvin Cook also going to play on this one. Cleveland at Atlanta. The thought here is, can the Browns continue to weather the storm? And in a matchup like this up against the Falcons, they can. The Falcons, it's weird. They're like a gritty team. We'll see if Cordarrelle Patterson's going to play in this game, but he's having a really good year. Marcus Mariota's like hot and cold. Drake London's been a stud. Kyle Pitts is very good. But this is just one of those games where Jacoby Brissett can't be the reason why you lose the game. Like, he can lose the game for you. But you need him to just continue to weather the storm and rely off Chubb, rely off Kareem Hunt, and make sure you limit the opportunities for Jacoby. But Jacoby, when he's given the opportunity to throw the football, just can't mess it up. Washington and Dallas. Cooper Rush. He should be able to make it 3-0. This is a weird spot, though. Hickey, is this one of those weeks where Carson Wentz, it's very few times he'll have the quarterback advantage. This is one of them. I would not be surprised if you see a Commanders upset, I guess you would say.
Early in the year.
Here's the problem. That line stinks.
And that defense.
And even when Wentz gets protection, he holds on to the football way too long. Micah Parsons, if I set you the line of 1.5 sacks, over or under?
I would take the over.
Yes, I would agree, even though you are a Penn State homer, I would take the over. How about over under 2 sacks for Micah Parsons?
I'll say push. I don't want to get crazy here and get greedy, say 3.
Okay, it's fair. I expect like 6 sacks from Micah Parsons this weekend. Yeah, I'll pause the thought on the Commanders' potential upset. Detroit and Seattle. You want to talk about a bad game? No DeAndre Swift, no Amon-Ra St. Brown. But then for the Seahawks, you're asking me to trust Geno Smith. This game feels like an under type of game. I don't know what the line is. But Ryan, this game feels like an under. That's my one thought on this game.
Like I said, the only real excitement for the Lions, the two best players are out. Yeah, this I don't see a lot of offense here.
Tennessee at Indianapolis. This is your squad. You're rooting for the Tennessee Titans this weekend. I mean the Indianapolis Colts. What's your one thought on this game?
Actually, no. I'm sorry. It's the Colts offensive line. Block somebody. They have stunk through the first three games. If they can't block, the season's over. If they can, I think the offense will be pretty good.
I think you were close. It's not limiting Derrick Henry. It's more so when Ryan Tannehill throws the football, make it a turnover. I think Derrick Henry's going to have a big game. Jonathan Taylor's going to have a big game. This is coming down to Tannehill, Ryan, when they're asked to throw the football, who protects the football better? Chicago at the Giants. No David Montgomery. I think this is actually a very favorable. I know Khalil Herbert's having a really good run so far, but I think this is a favorable spot for the Giants. Not many times I pick the Giants to win. The Giants are going to be 3-1. I'm like very confident about the Giants. I'm not even a Giant fan. You know that. But I'm really like that was one game I circled. I said I'm really confident with the Giants this week. Not that it's going to be a pretty game, but I see them winning like 17-10.
Are you so confident you would take them in a survivor pool?
No.
Okay.
They would not be my survivor pool play. Because then you would really shoot yourself in the foot, like, if you lose in the Giants. I lost on Daniel Jones. Jaguars and the Eagles. Dougie P. That's the thought. How much motivation do the Jaguars use, and does that motivation lead them to a victory? Doug Peterson was once the coach of the Eagles. You know, he may have won a Super Bowl with them. You may have heard that story before. Is this the Doug Peterson revenge game? I just think Philly's too hot right now. And if I had to make a play on this game, everyone's saying Jaguars 2-1 plus the 6.5 plus the 6.5. I would lay the 6.5 on Philadelphia. Everything's just clicking right now for Philadelphia. When you're hot, you're hot. I'll take Philly. Jets at the Steelers. Zach Wilson's return. Please give us some good offensive football to watch in this game, because you know it's not coming from Mitch Trubisky. Even up against this garbage Jets defense, I want Kenny Pickett in this game at some point. Buffalo at Lamar Jackson. That's the way I'm just saying it. Can the Lamar show continue up against the great Buffalo Bills? I think this is a game where you just hammer the over. Allen Lamar, this is going to be a tremendous football game. If this game's a dud on a 1 o'clock window and I'm doing Eye on Football, and I only get three games in the 4 o'clock window, and these games this week on the 4 o'clock window are not good, I'll be very disappointed. I'll be very salty in the 4 o'clock window for not reacting to Buffalo and the Ravens saying that it was a great week four game. Chargers at the Texans. Chargers are banged up, but you're playing the Texans. No Bosa. Rashawn Slater out for the year. Keenan Allen not going to play. Herbert finally a full participant in practice. This is just the week where Justin Herbert, this is why he's your franchise quarterback. When a team's banged up, when he's banged up, he just finds a way not only to win, but win going away. Arizona at the Panthers. Can any wide receivers for Arizona be healthy? AJ Green's out, like every other receiver's questionable. And then for Carolina, Run CMC's on the injury report. We'll see if he's going to play. But Baker Mayfield, like, are you any good? And can you get DJ Moore involved? Patriots at the Packers. This will be a disgraceful football game because Brian Hoyer starting. Mac Jones out with the injury. Packers got to win this game by at least two touchdowns. If they don't win this game by two touchdowns, that's LaFleur having some sympathy points going to Bill Belichick. That's the only thing I would have for you on that explanation. Denver and Las Vegas. It's getting late early for both these teams. I know Denver's 2-1, but they feel like they're 0-3. And for the Raiders, you are 0-3. My intrigue here is coaching and offense. Not a lot of confidence with McDaniels and Hackett, and right now not a lot of confidence with Carr or Russell Wilson. Kansas City at Tampa. What wide receiver shows up? Evans back. Kelsey, tight end technically, but for the Kansas City Chiefs, who's emerging with Tyreek Hill now in Miami? Protection with the line and wide receivers determine this game, even though everyone's going to be talking about Mahomes and Brady. And then on Monday night, the Los Angeles Rams at the San Francisco 49ers. Vegas is begging you to plus the 1.5 with the Rams. I will give you my selection coming up in 5 minutes with Jersey Jerry on that game because I am picking that game. But my thought for this one is if the Rams lose this game and Matthew Stafford has not played good through the first 3 weeks, there will be a lot of questions about the Rams. Because this 49ers team, we talk about timing in the NFL. Jimmy G coming off a bad game. Like, actually, that's an insult. He's coming off one of the worst games I've ever seen a quarterback play. No Trent Williams now. He's injured. For the Rams, this is setting up to be a victory. So my thought is, if they don't win, then the panic meter's really going to start for the LA Rams. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll come on back with Jersey Jerry. He has a one-game lead on me. We'll do some NFL picks on a Football Friday next.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a State Farm customer affected by the recent hurricane and need to submit a claim, go to statefarm.com, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM, download the State Farm mobile app, or contact your local State Farm agent. With one of the industry's largest catastrophe response teams, State Farm and your agent are ready to help. Go to statefarm.com to start your claim. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Alrighty, week 4 NFL picks. Zach Gelb, Jersey Jerry here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Jersey Jerry joins us, of course, from Barstool Sports. Jersey Jerry, how you been, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, Zach? How's everything, brother? I'm doing great, man. I can't complain, you know. A couple more days till the NFL. Week 4, I'm excited. Very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for this weekend, but I would be more excited for you because you're going to the Steelers game if we had Zach Wilson going up against Kenny Pickett instead of Zach Wilson going up against your pal Mitch.
I'll tell you what, Zach, the more I do this show with you every week, the more and more I say to myself, you know what, Zach is right. Zach
yes!
is right. Listen, it was never Mitch. let's call it spade a spade. It was never Mitch. It never will be Mitch. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is.
I tried to tell you, he's Mitch Trubisky for a reason. You just weren't willing to listen at the time, Jersey Jerry.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen enough. I've seen enough. I did the experiment. It's done. You pull a Band-Aid off. You let the rookie go out there and see what he can do. You know what I mean? Give him some in-game experience against some of these tough teams you got coming up. You know, after the Jets, the Bills, then, you know, a couple more games. We got the Saints. You know, some tough defenses, Eagles, Dolphins. So, you know, get the young guns some experience against some pretty good defense. I got no problem with it. I really don't.
Where are your seats for this weekend, by the way?
First row. Very, very first row Steelers sideline. I'll be on the field as well for pregame.
Oh, so you could be chanting Put in Pickett before the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if you see Tomlin before the game, are you going to look at him and say, Coach, I love you. It was always Mike Tomlin, but now it's time to go to a little Kenny Pickett.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there was an instance a couple weeks back, more than a couple weeks, I'd say, about a month and a half back. I was to a preseason game, and I seen Omar Khan, the GM for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was walking in the tunnel, and I stopped him. I said, Omar, listen, any money left over to bring AB back?
That's a good line.
Like, crazy eyes and just started dying laughing.
He was like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I might say something to Tomlin. I haven't decided yet. You know what I mean? Me and Mike don't have that kind of relationship. But I might just say, hey, Mike, hey, what's done is done. Let's pull the Band-Aid off. Time to go. Time to win some football games. Push the ball downfield.
You got to start somewhere. I think it would be a good first impression, and I'm sure he would appreciate the opinion and probably not listen, would be my guess.
Exactly.
All righty, let's get to the picks. I'm finally on the board. I'm one game back of you now, so you're still in the lead, so I'll let you go first. What are you going with?
My underdog play, I'm going to be taking the Ravens over the Bills. I think Lamar is just destined to have a crazy, crazy year. Kind of similar to what you're seeing with Aaron Judge, you know, bets on himself. And you know, the Yankees are going to have to pay him a boatload more money. You're going to see that with the Ravens this year as well. Should have paid the man what he wanted, because now, guess what? Price went up. Lamar is showing people this year he ain't playing games. I know it's early, 3 weeks into the season, front runner MVP. He looks very, very good. I'm going to go with Lamar. Listen, I think this Ravens team is going to be pretty good. Definitely, I think they're going to make the playoff. I would hate to play this kind of team in the playoff. For me, this game, I think it comes down to a quarterback duel. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think Lamar, I'm starting to realize, you know what? Maybe Lamar Jackson is really, really good. And I'm just a Steelers fan who hates the Ravens. But now I'm starting to realize this guy's good, man. And this team is pretty good. Give me the Ravens +3.
Yeah, this one was a stay away for me because I think we're just going to get a whole lot of points between the Bills and the Ravens, and it may come down to which team does have the ball last. I'll give you my underdog. Man, I know Vegas is begging me to take this team, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to take them anyway and just rely on the fact that they're the better team, and this 49ers team is looking like a mess right now. The Rams are getting a point and a half. Yeah, plus the point and a half. For me, with the Rams on Monday Night Football.
Okay, no problem. I like it. For me, I'm going to go with, I can't believe this line went all the way down to 9 points. I'm going to go with a Sunday afternoon game. The Green Bay Packers over the Patriots. Packers -9. They opened up, I think, about -10.5. I've seen some other lines, -11. It's down to -9 right now. Listen, I just think the Patriots offense is abysmal. I don't think they can move the ball. They're really not great, super great on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers this week, -9 for the Packers.
Yeah, this is a lock. The only way that the Patriots can cover the +9, 9.5 points. You said 9, so yeah, let's go with 9. Is if LaFleur just feels bad for Belichick because they're beating him down in this game so much. I do not think this is a good spot for the Pats. No Mac Jones of the game. And Belichick just doesn't care about offense these days with Joe Judge and Matt Patricia running the crew. I did not pick that game, but you did, so I think it's a great pick. I'm going Chargers. I know they're banged up, but they're playing the Texans. I can't trust Davis Mills. Justin Herbert is now a full participant in practice. I saw that today. So I'm going the Chargers laying the 5 points, going to Houston and taking down the Texans big.
Awesome. I know we usually do one underdog play, but I'm going to go with another one. I'm going to go with the Commanders +3.5 over the Dallas Cowboys. I think, you know, everybody's super high on this guy, Cooper Rush. You know, he throws a great ball. There's people saying in the media, this guy's better than Dak Prescott. Everybody's really, really high on the Cowboys. But I'll tell you what, this is just what the Cowboys do. They lose games like this. So I'm going to go with the Commanders. I think the defense gets home. I think it's a pretty low-scoring game. And Carson Wentz pulls a couple tricks out of a hat, and he wins the game. So even though I think the Commanders are going to win, I'm going to play it safe and go with the +3.5.
My final pick here, I don't think I've bet in favor of this team in at least 3, 4, 5 years, somewhere around there. But I'm picking them this week, and I feel good about them. I don't think it's going to be a clean game, but I think they're going to find the way to win this game by more than 3 points. The Bears stink right now. I'm not a big fan of Daniel Jones, but he'll run the football, and Saquon is the best player on the field in this game. I'm taking the Giants, Jersey Jerry, laying the 3 points up against the Bears. So
awesome. I love it, Zach. I love it.
The picks this week, I take the Rams +1.5,
the Chargers minus 5, the Giants minus 3. Jersey Jerry goes with the Ravens plus 3, the Commanders plus 3.5, and the Packers minus 9. And I saw something on social media right before we brought you on, Jersey Jerry. You did a Barstool Sports Advisor this week. That's one of my favorite shows.
Yes, yes. I filled in for Dave this week. You know, Dave is too busy dealing with some tax issues. He fled down to Florida with the hurricane. Probably one of the worst times to head down to Florida if you watch the news recently. So I don't know what's going on with Dave. Listen, he took a flight back to Miami. He'll be in Miami for who knows when. Filled in for Advisors this week. It was electric. Hopefully you tune in. It was a really great show with Stu and Big Cat.
Well, I love Stu, and I know Stu pretty well. Here's the big question. Did he kiss you this week?
No kisses were. He tried. There was no kisses exchanged this week, to promise you that.
So no funny business. Anyway, safe trip. Enjoy the game in Pittsburgh this week. Hopefully your Steelers go get a win.
Hey, thanks, Zach. I'll look forward to next week, okay, brother?
You got it. Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports joining us. Fun pick segment as always. You know, Ryan, there's going to be some big time social media video coming up from Jersey Jerry at that game on Sunday. Before the game, talking to Tomlin, talking to Omar Khan, or just chanting, put in Kenny. And he's got seats right, he said, the right in the first row, I believe.
Yeah, behind the Steelers bench. Jerry's got the hookup. On-field passes before the game, first row.
Well, that's the thing.
When talking to Omar Khan.
When you're on the field, that's a tough spot to be on the field and be saying, put in Pickett. But a lot of those Steelers guys know Jersey Jerry. I don't know. Would you have the guts to be on the field? GM walks by. Let's just say, I don't know, Curtis Painter was your quarterback or something like that, since you're a Colts fan. And they were playing Curtis Painter, and they were not playing the young kid. Would you have the guts, hot take Kiki, to say, hey, Ryan Grigson. Should I go to Chris Ballard just so you could speak for the rest of the segment? Hey, Chris Ballard. Put in CJ Stroud, let's just say, if that was the scenario.
The GM, yes. The head coach, I wouldn't.
You're such full of crap.
The GM's easier. He's not in game mode.
No. You know why you're so full of crap?
Why?
You produce Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf was in the studio last week, and you didn't even say hello to him. And it's not because you disliked him. You didn't want to bug him.
Well, he was rushing.
Oh,
he was
please.
Late to come on the show. I didn't want to take him away from Maggie Perlup. Then he was racing out. He had
but
a training.
He was walking out afterwards.
Yeah, he was in a rush.
How is it that tough to say, hey, Ryan, your old producer, Ryan Hickey, how you doing? Same
well, I
haven't
seen him in a while. You know, it's kind of how you been, how you doing. Congrats
on
the
show. He's not having a
show.
Big conversation with you, please.
Small talk, that 2 minutes, as you know, you missed the train, you missed the subway.
No.
It's a day ruiner. I did him a favor.
Your cojones were basically in your mouth and you were afraid to speak.
I know the GM will not be in a rush to get back to the press box during the game. I'll have his ear. I'll say, listen, what are we doing here? Oh, it's time to go to the youth. I will not do the head coach. I think they're too snippy before the game.
Marco, if you were upset with your team's quarterback situation, you had sideline passes, and you see the GM or the coach before the game, would you make a little remark? I can see Marco making a sarcastic remark.
Probably not, but if you did get my smart acidness, I think I'm with Hickey on this. I would go to the GM first. Not the head coach, because the head coach on game day, you ever talk to a head coach on game day?
Yeah, not the most talkative person in
don't.
The world.
Yeah, that's not the guy. I mean, you can almost see yourself in an altercation. They're in a different mindset at that point. So, no, I don't think I'd want to go down that road just for obvious reasons. I don't need to do this. I get it. You're already annoyed.
I can just see it now, like Hickey and Frank Reich tumbling at the 30-yard line.
Yeah,
next
like they're really, I mean, head coaches are a different breed to begin with. You get them on game day, leave them alone.
Do you believe Hickey would have the guts to say something to the GM?
Yeah, I think he might. I think he would do it in Hickey's way. I don't think he's going to be confrontational about it.
If you were Pinocchio, your nose would be growing right now. Your voice went up to a different octave that I've never heard it go that
level
for Marco.
No, I think he would do it in his way because I don't think it's going to be combative. I don't think it's going to be where he's really like yelling and screaming at him. No, I think that would be ridiculous. But if you tell me if he's just kind of like, wry, but just kind of quietly saying, hey, I think we might should. Yeah, I could see him doing that.
You know how I think Hickey would play it? Hickey, tell me if I'm right or wrong here. GM standing right in front of you. You never talk to the general manager, but you talk to your buddy. What's your podcast partner's name? George, right?
George.
Okay. So, like, George is standing right next to you.
The passive aggressive.
And I think Hickey would go, hey, George, as the GM's right in front of you, be really great if we could see C.J. Stroud soon. That's how I think you would play it, Hickey.
No, I'd want to talk to him. Hey, Chris, how's it going? Big fan of, you know, your philosophy. You know, just
that,
curious.
That's what I'm saying. The butter up in between. Yeah, I could see it. I could see it.
Big fan of you wondering. Guys just being good.
Yeah, no, I could see it.
Never with the AFC South.
I'd probably ask him, how is CJ looking in practice? Like, you know, ask him a question or two about how the quarterback's progressing.
Can
how's
we see
he
him
looking?
In the game soon?
Yeah, but fired
not,
up.
Not even that. Like I said, I think it would be less pushy. It's going to be passive aggressive is the right way. You did it where he's not even talking to him directly. I could see him talking to him directly, just doing it a roundabout way.
I would not be like Michael. Is it Michael Myers, the guy who has the camera and walks out to people and, you know, gets in their face back in the day? You know what I'm talking about?
Halloween?
No. Michael, he's a filmmaker. His first name is Michael. Gets in people's faces, gets...
Filmmaker, first name Michael. About 9,000
of them. Well, Michael Myers is Halloween. That's why I'm a little lost here. Now I can't get past that.
Now I got to go.
Yeah. And he's not very talkative.
Did you hear Hickey? Now I got to go culture, you guys. That's what he just said underneath his breath.
I think you got to give me more than Michael. Like, I feel like I think I know who he's talking about. Now, you know what? Beard, big dude. Now I can't place his name.
Yes. Fat guy. I was not going to say that, but
yes. He did the Flint, Michigan documentary. I think I know who he's talking
about. Hey, why do you do this? You know, why is he a bad person, like, with the video camera in their face? That's not me, but, you know.
Now I got to... I can Google it. I'll find that. I think I know what you're talking about.
I'm starting to lose control of my show here.
Yes, you are. You've lost it completely.
I have no clue what either of you are talking about right now.
I do.
And both of you are staring at your phone and not like typing and talking. So I'm just in this awkward spot where I'm trying to stall here until one of you...
Michael Moore.
Michael Moore. Thank you. Not Michael Myers. Michael Moore.
Now, I love
big difference.
I love
big
Marco.
Difference.
Marco, how old are you though?
44.
How does Marco, who's 44... get it that quickly, but it takes you, who's like Mr. 28, young and hip, 9 years.
Well, do you want to know what I was typing in? Investigative journalist Michael.
Wow,
man!
Isn't that what
and he's got his phone. I'm working on.
You know what's
no offense, the desktop in this studio. It's just that was the reason why it took so long to find it.
Hickey, by the way, this is what scares me. Hickey's like the person that trains people around here now. They go to Hickey or Pierno. Now, Pierno I feel good about, but Hickey, this is like the blind leading the blind around here at CBS.
Hickey's the trainer now? Pierno, well, I knew.
I know how to push buttons. I can't, okay, I can't remember Michael Moore, excuse me. My bad. I can teach a guy around here to push a button and, you know, how to get to break.
I don't know. Have you heard about some of the people that have been running the scenes around here lately?
Wow. Have you seen anyone training here recently? Wasn't me.
All right, Shaggy.
Wasn't me.
Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Closing bell time next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a State Farm customer affected by the recent hurricane and need to submit a claim, go to statefarm.com, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM, download the State Farm mobile app, or contact your local State Farm agent. With one of the industry's largest catastrophe response teams, State Farm and your agent are ready to help. Go to statefarm.com to start your claim. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
This season, for the first time, you can hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, the International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com, via Westwood One station streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That is what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Before we get to the closing bell, what is the one game this weekend, Hickey, that you are bizarrely excited for?
I'm glad you used the word bizarrely. It's Michigan-Iowa. I'm excited to see what Michigan is.
Oh, you're not even going NFL.
No. I'm going college football.
Is that really bizarre? Because Michigan, this is their first legit opponent of the year. I think a lot of us believe that Michigan's going to win the game. It's just, are they going to win it with style points? Or are they going to more so win it because they'll be able to put up two touchdowns and the Iowa offense absolutely stinks?
I'm not sold they're winning the game. I think Iowa's going to win. I'm excited to see if Michigan does win. What does J.J. McCarthy look like? Like, this is a good first test for what is a college football playoff contending team to kind of see their legitimacy 2 years in a row.
Okay. So I like how you did this. Let's go one college, one NFL. The game that I am really excited for, and I think it even caught Cole Kublick by surprise. Like, he was happy to talk about this because this guy does national hits all over the country. And not many people have been talking about this game. Oklahoma State Baylor, I'm really excited for this game. And I think Spencer Sanders has a Heisman case to be made. Now, everything's going to have to go right. And there can't be a letdown anywhere for Oklahoma State. But Blake Shapen, with what he did last year at the end of the season, I was expecting him to be really good this year, and it hasn't been the case. I'm bizarrely excited for this game. I think Oklahoma State should win the game, Rye. But anytime you really fall in love with a team in the Big 12, it's kind of like Pac-12 syndrome too. Whenever you fall in love with a team in the Big 12, they shoot themselves in the foot. I know it was up against Kansas State last weekend, but Oklahoma did that when people started to come around on them with Dylan Gabriel and Brent Venables. And we already know Baylor, they lost to BYU in a game where BYU was without their two leading wide receivers, Puka Nacua, and then Gunnar Romney as well. So I'm bizarrely excited for the Oklahoma State Baylor. What's the one in the NFL that you're kind of, in a weird way, excited about?
I don't know if this is weird, but I will go Jaguars-Eagles. I'm very excited to see how Jacksonville bounces back. I think they're legit. I mean, I hope the Eagles win the game for selfish reasons. But I'm excited. I think the Jaguars put up a really good fight and kind of pushed the Eagles here. So I'm excited to see this game.
I can't believe I'm going to say this game.
Giants-Bears.
No. Browns-Falcons.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
If Cordarrelle Patterson plays, you have Patterson going up against Chubb and Hunt. It's going to be an awful game. And I don't know, and I hope he's all right, and he probably shouldn't play. I don't know if Myles Garrett's going to play or not, and we send our best to him. But just seeing these two quarterbacks, who at times, they both had their moments, and like they look like he can be decent. Mariota, former number two overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, and Jacoby Brissett has played a lot of games in this league. But I think there's going to be a lot of big runs in this game. I really do. That's why I'm like in a weird way excited about Browns and Falcons.
You love the ground and pound.
No, I don't. But for this week, I guess I do. I want to do that each and every Friday now. In the final segment before the closing bell, what's the one game in college football? What's the one game in the NFL that in a weird way we're excited about? Talking about the aforementioned closing bell, let's get to it right now.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
I purposely did not listen to this audio today, because there's two color analysts in football that I like to see what sound effects they kind of make. Right? That's the right way to say it. Scott Zolak's not going to have many positive sound effects this year because the Patriots offense stinks. But Dave Lapham has an opportunity to do so. So let's listen up. This is a Joe Burrow 59-yard touchdown pass to T. Higgins last night to make it 14-6 in the second quarter. Here is Dan Horde and Dave Lapham on the Bengals Radio Network.
Burrow on 3rd and 11 will look to pass. He throws it deep down the sideline. And it is caught.
Yeah.
T. Higgins breaks the tackle. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown.
Got him in
Bengals.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Got him. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And I don't know what he said at the end. The play-by-play guy started to step on his toes because Dave Lapham was stepping on the toes of Dan Horde. Lapham, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of like the uncle at the family barbecue that's always just having a good time. And he just says what's ever on his mind, no matter if it's the proper time or place or not. That's how I compare Dave Lapham. So this sounds like we're giving a stock up to Dave Lapham, but we're giving really a stock up to T. Higgins for making the play to provide us the Dan Hoard Dave Lapham sound effects. So give a stock up to T. Higgins. I'm going to preface this stock up by saying this may be the most pathetic stock up I've ever given out. Do you have any guess what this stock up could be to?
Pathetic stock up?
Yeah, it's weak.
No.
Can I give you a hint?
Sure.
It's about a player that is going to be participating in the NFL this weekend. He's played a lot of games in the NFL before.
He's played a lot. Tom Brady?
Has not played.
As long?
He's not started this year yet. That could change, though, and it will change.
Not Drew Lock.
That will change.
DeAndre Hopkins?
That will change. Like, for this weekend. Euros, pounds.
Andy Dalton.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, Andy Dalton starting an NFL game. Expected to start this Sunday with Jameis Winston hurt. So we're going to get Kirk Cousins against Andy Dalton. I'm giving a stock up that Andy Dalton's still starting a game in the NFL this year. And a stock up to Kirk Cousins because, man, they could not give you an easier win this weekend. Stock up. If they lose this game, the Vikings. What was that face for? You think they're going to lose the game?
No, I said you said they couldn't give you an easier win. I'm like, oh, this is classic Kirk right here. Lose this game. Just like, oh, imagine.
It's not Monday night. That's good news. So, but the only excuse you have is, oh, it was in London. You guys should beat the living snot out of the Saints this weekend. Giving a stock down. It's weird because I don't know who to blame. But what we saw in the field last night was scary with Tua Tagovailoa. It's like, I can't blame Mike McDaniel for playing him because he was cleared to play. I still don't understand how he was cleared to go back into the game last weekend. But once he went back in the game last weekend, I never thought there was going to be a chance that he would miss the game on Thursday. So there's a lot of mixed reactions and confusing feelings. But what we saw last night was just horrific on the field. So I'm just giving a stock down, let's just say to the situation, is the way that I will appropriately give a stock down in this scenario. And then finally, Jerry Jones. Last week, you're welcoming a quarterback competition. Today, you go on 105.3 The Fan and say when Dak is healthy, he's going to be the starting quarterback. I don't get why he starts this drama in the first place. There never was going to be a quarterback controversy or quarterback competition. You paid Dak. Dak's your guy. And now you're walking it back. It just shows you, Jerry judges the success of a football team by how much drama he could stir up. Stock down to Jerry Jones, the owner of the Drama Dallas Choking Cowboys. And that's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Big thanks to Drew Tranquil for stopping by. I'd like to thank Cole Kublick as well in Jersey Jerry, who joins us each and every football Friday at 9:20 p.m. Eastern, 6:20 p.m. Pacific for NFL picks. One more time, my picks. Giants laying the 3, Chargers minus 5, Rams plus the 1.5. Jersey Jerry went with the Ravens plus 3, the Pack minus 9, and the Commanders plus 3.5. Hot take, Kiki. Have a good weekend. You can listen to him coming up next, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern on many of the same CBS Sports Radio affiliates. And you can catch me on Sunday for Eye on Football. And if you want us still, we'll be here Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Bye-bye. We out. Peace.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a State Farm customer affected by the recent hurricane and need to submit a claim, go to statefarm.com, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM, download the State Farm mobile app, or contact your local State Farm agent. With one of the industry's largest catastrophe response teams, State Farm and your agent are ready to help. Go to statefarm.com to start your claim. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.